With the 2028 Summer Olympics fast approaching, why don't we open the door and welcome in George's old swim coach, Marge.
Hi, George. Hi, non-George.
Hi, Marge. It's Craig.
Hi, Tim. You're the one I really want to... Wait, where's Tim?
Tim Callishaw? He just left.
I miss Tim Callishaw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's already gone. I was trying to get up here to catch him because he's my big rider crush.
Is he?
Oh, my gosh, yes. You know, Mike Ducey is my TV crush, and Tim is my print media crush.
Okay.
All his words make me so emotional. To be TBH, or to be honest,
okay,
reading his column in the morning before I then use the newspaper as toilet paper and a cost-cutting survivalist measure. Reading his column, I often get aroused, which is uncomfortable while I'm doing bad things while sitting on a coffee can like that, but I get aroused.
Don't tell us things like that.
I want to remind all your viewers right now,
listeners,
that all of my misfortune in life is due to George Dunham. Yes, that George Dunham.
No.
Quitting my select swim team right before we were about to sweep the Olympics.
Okay.
George, how could you do that?
There's a lot of problems with that. I was not on a select team. I didn't swim in high school, and I didn't swim for you.
We were poised to get the first perfect 10 in swimming.
You don't swim for score.
And get awarded all the gold medals.
No.
But then George quit the team because he took up with some hussy who would give him hand relief in the back of a Civic.
Civic.
Okay.
You fumbled away a world record life-changing career for 5 seconds of relief at a time, George. Okay. I don't understand the trade-off you made. We all make choices. We all make choices. You should have been repping the red, white, and blue, George.
There's no way.
Instead of worrying about red, white, and blue balls all the time.
There's no way I could have done that.
Anywho, George quit the team. I lost my swim coach job, and ever since I've been sleeping in dumpsters and selling my body's the truckers with cellulitis and infected teeth. Okay, but go ahead, listen, George. Do your little radio show.
Well, no, it's just way too many details. And
I'm glad you were able to build a house in Argyle that's big enough to house an Olympic village.
It's not that big.
I think it's a funny flex on all of those of us that were left in your wake. Okay. When you succeeded.
I have nothing to do with your misfortune. I'm sorry.
But now I'm hoping Tim Callishaw will help me out.
Yeah, maybe.
I've got my sights set on him. He promised me he would help me get a swimming column in the morning news.
A swim column?
Yeah. Yep. In exchange for some pretty seedy quid pro quo. But let's move on from that.
Please.
George, I know you're making a comeback in golf, but not swimming.
Yeah.
Your true talent is in swimming. You're so talented.
It's not a competitive comeback. I'm just going to play more, but yeah.
Come on, George. I've got a 47-point plan to sweep the Olympics that are coming up in 3 3/4 years.
I can't get to the Olympics.
Come on, you can do it.
They're the LA Games. They're here in our country.
Yes, they're here in our country. What better way to rep our country than winning it here in our country? You keep the first perfect 10.
You don't swim for a score.
You can do it. You're in swimming shape. This is part of my 47-point plan.
And you know it.
I don't think we have time to hear all 47
Step
points.
One, get the team back together. Okay. Step two, win all the events. And I haven't figured out steps 3 through 47 yet.
Who's on the team? There is no such team.
I have a brief favor to ask of you. I bet you guys are wondering, why is the left side of my body swollen up to 5 times the size of an adult human?
Yeah. I was wondering.
Funny story.
Funny.
I was fishing for carp in the Trinity with a cricket taped to the end of a piece of yarn.
Oh, my gosh.
When an errant Mercedes sailed over the side of the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge and nailed me in the back fishing down there. Well, that knocked me out of the motorized chair and straight into a den of vipers. Water moccasins, George.
Oh, my gosh.
They bit me multiple times about the head and face.
Oh.
So I could use a little folding money for some anti-venom.
What a terrible accident. The doctor
says I have about an hour to live if I don't get the anti-venom.
Okay, well, let's get
seems
you to
like
the
that
hospital,
would have been your
and,
lead.
And this particular anti-venom can only be purchased with money from one place in the world, and that's a tiny section of Argyle that houses George Dunham.
Okay.
It's very rare anti-venom.
I don't think you were bitten by snakes.
Please, George, please help me out.
Well, I'll help you, but I'm not getting the team back together.
Okay, I'll be in the green room dying of snake bites. Okay,
no, that's
get the
terrible.
Time to head out there and give me my anti.
Good luck, Marge.
Thanks, Dora.
There she goes.
Bye, Marge.
There goes Marge, the swim coach.